celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Susan Sims for FidoFriendlyTravel.com on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. We have a fun show today, and it's going to include cars, planes, pet expos, dental hygiene, and a very special pet treat giveaway. And, you know, personally, I love learning about the cars on the road that might be suitable for our family. And on the line is Bob Zeinstra with Toyota, and he's going to talk to us about the new Venza. Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Susan. Glad to be here.
Hey, listen, why did you decide to build a car dedicated to pet travelers?
Well, you know, this car is the perfect car for an active boomer. Some people might call them empty nesters. And
that's me.
Yeah, you and me both. And so we have a lot of characteristics of the vehicle that appeal to that age. Somebody who likes easy ingress egress, likes easy loading, lots of safety features, and we started to think, well, you know, that person also has a lot of pets, right? They don't have children anymore. In the house, and so we need to take care of their pets too. So the features of the car plus the targeted owner of the car really came together to put the pet products with the Venza.
Well, I'll tell you, Toyota is a great car. We have a hybrid. It was my dad's car to begin with, and we still get a lot of envious looks on the road. And it's not equipped for pets, however. So what makes the Venza the go-to car? How is it equipped for pets?
Right. Well, we sell a number of pet products along with the Venza, so they can be purchased through the dealership and then factored into the financing of the vehicle. So things like travel harnesses or quick connect tethers to get the dog in and out of the vehicle and keep them safe while they're in it. And as you well know, one of the keys is to keep the pet from moving around too much, right, while you're driving.
Exactly.
Because they can cause accidents. We also have a neat product from Kurgo called the Auto Zip Line. It is like a zip line, and so your pet can move back and forth between the left and the right side of the car. They like to look out of the window. And so it doesn't restrain them too much, but they're safe in a harness. And we've got carriers and pet barriers for large dogs, say, in the back, as well as things like seat covers or hammocks, a lot of nice products to keep the pets safe and also comfortable while they're in the vehicle.
Wow, well, you guys have thought of everything. So basically, this is just an add-on program. So you have the car, and then you let the new buyer know that, hey, these are the things that you can have for an additional fee.
Yeah, actually, these products aren't that well known, it seems like, to pet owners. So when we introduce them, a lot of them don't know about them. They don't know, for example, if you have an older dog that just can't jump up into any car, that we have a pet ramp, for example, that can help that dog kind of get up in there easily. So that's right. It's an add-on program, and all of these products just make it easier for that other customer of ours to enjoy the ride and to be safe while they're in the car. Yeah.
Well, I love it. And so how many dogs can ride comfortably? I'm looking at it. It's a beautiful model. But what are we talking about? One Great Dane, two Labs, five Chihuahuas. What would be the safest guesstimate?
We haven't tried to pile, you know, X number of dogs into the car. But, you know, thinking about it, you could easily put two large dogs in the back of the Venza, and that's with the second row up, and they'd be very comfortable. And we'd probably suggest some sort of a barrier in case you had to stop quickly, that the animal would stay in the back of the vehicle. And then you could have another two in the second row area, and you'd have them tethered in as well. So you could have four.
You could have four
large animals.
Yeah, it sounds very spacious, much more than I would have guessed. So what are we talking about retail value for the Venza?
Well, the four cylinder is $25,975, and that's front wheel drive. You can also get that in an all wheel drive platform, and then there's a V6 as well. And that's 20 $7,800 for the front-wheel drive. And then you can get that in an all-wheel drive as well. So it's very affordable, very luxurious, and your dogs and cats will like that as well.
Well, I think you might have another fan here. We might have to have more than our hybrid. So what's a good website for our listeners to take a look for more information?
Well, the place to go to find more about the Venza is Toyota.com, and you can look at all of our vehicles on that, or you can go /Venza, and you'll go right to the Venza website. See more about the vehicle and the pet products as well.
That's fabulous. Well, I love the idea, being a boomer myself, my husband and I, and we do travel quite a lot with our dogs, so this is really exciting to learn about. So I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about a pet expo that's on its way to Boise, Idaho. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Angel's Eyes Tear Stain Eliminator, the first tear stain product to be formulated for dogs and cats. Angel's Eyes is a permanent solution to tear stains, working from the inside out. Angel's Eyes is added to your pet's food or water, preventing the stain before it can begin. Angel's Eyes is perfectly safe to use. It is made in the USA of USA ingredients, containing no dyes or wheat. Angel's Eyes is 100% guaranteed when used as directed. See for yourself. Go to www.angeleyesonline.com and check out the results. Angel's Eyes will have your pet going from tear to clear in no time at all.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. You know, it's always fun to check out the latest pet products at just about any pet expo, but one that is near and dear to my heart is the Idaho Family Fun Pet Expo coming up in May, and on the line is Beth Schmidt to tell us all about it. Hi, Beth, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. Now, this expo, it's relatively new on the scene in Idaho, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the fourth year that the Idaho Business League has put this on. We hold it down at Expo Idaho, which is the fairgrounds in Boise, and we always have a lot of fun with this. This show just keeps growing, and it's getting more and more popular.
I know. It's really interesting how you just started at 1 year, and then it snowballs to the next. And what's the actual date of the expo?
May 2nd and 3rd, so it's Saturday 10 to 5, mm-hmm. and then Sunday 10 to 4.
Okay, and then what types of pet products and pet services can we expect to find here?
Oh, gosh, we've got everything from dogs to reptiles at this one. You've got food, clothes, grooming tools, veterinarian clinics, kennels. We even have canine demos.
That's cool.
Yeah, we'll have a pet talent and a pet costume contest. That was a real kick last year. So we're expecting We're expecting those shows to grow quite a bit this year, too.
Oh, I would think so. People love to get out and have fun with their pets. And speaking of that, will there be pets at the expo and any available for adoption?
Oh, sure. One of our sponsors is the Idaho Humane Society. So we're going to have animals on site. There's other businesses such as Simply Cats, Conrad, Strays, the Canyon County Animal Shelter, just to name a few. But there will be animals on site. And if someone doesn't see, you know, a pet they want to adopt, they can certainly have the contact info right there, and they'll know how to get it. They'll know how to go
for more. Mm-hmm. That's good, because, you know, we just adopted a little black lab puppy from Canyon County two weeks ago.
Oh, boy. Would you get a little
His name's Junior, and, Yeah, his name is Junior, and he's the smartest and cutest puppy. I had to tell Judy because we're talking about who has the pettest puppy. I mean, the cutest puppy. So, anyway, so, and she's not talking right now, so I can say mine is the cutest puppy.
Yeah, and you've got the microphone.
Oh, yeah, see, yeah. That, yeah, we work it out like that, like, from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, what are the dates of the expo, and what is the admission fee?
Okay, it is Saturday, May 2nd, and Sunday, May 3rd. 10 to 5 and 10 to 4. That'll be at Expo Idaho at the fairgrounds, and it's $2 general admission.
And, but $2?
Kids, sure, but kids under 12 are free.
I mean, that's cheap.
Yeah, it is cheap. And, you know, here at the Idaho Business League, we put on the Idaho Sampler Expo at the same time as we put on the Pet Expo. So they're two shows right next door to each other. But once folks pay the $2 to get into either show, then they can freely intermingle between each show.
That's a deal. That's two for one.
Yeah, so you really get two shows for one.
That's excellent. So what's the website so people, if they're in the area or they're planning on coming to Idaho in May, that they can check out and find out more information?
Yeah, and there will be a schedule of events and that sort of thing on there, too. It's www.idahobusinessleague.com. So
fabulous. Well, thanks.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You want to say?
No, I was just going to say it's L-E-A-G-U-E for those that might just be curious. Lee, did she say Lee or League? It's Idaho Business
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Beth, for taking the time to talk with us today, and best of luck.
You bet. Thank you, Susan. Take care.
Okay, you too. You know, my friends will tell you that I am always first in line to go just about anywhere, and I'm not too fussy on how to get from point A to point B, but that all changes when I choose an airline to fly my furry best friend. And on the line is Susie Kerwin from Midwest Airlines. She's going to tell us how Midwest Airlines caters to you and your pet. Hi, Susie. Welcome back to Fido Friendly Travel Talk. It's been a while.
Well, thank you for having me. Yes, it's been a little bit.
Yeah, I think we need to do a better job of keeping in touch. I mean, I hear this thing called email is really good.
Yes, I know. It, you know, sometimes I ask myself if we're just a victim of the environment today or if we do, you know, things and cram our schedules to ourselves. But, you know,
it's probably the latter.
It's probably the latter.
I think we tend to cram in too much stuff, and right. And every time I think of you and I think of Midwest Airlines, it goes back to my trip in the cookies. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, I'm a big fan of Midwest Airlines, and it's not just because of the cookies, but however, that's the thing that really sticks out in my mind.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your loyalty. It's a wonderful airline. I'm very proud to be a part of it, and I'm mostly, you know, very excited and proud to have enhanced our pet travel. And by doing that, we have taken steps and measures to make your pets more comfortable and more welcomed and more safe and secure, first and foremost. So I'm really excited about that. It's been going very well. I've had tremendous amount of feedback on the program. And our customers are actually driving, you know, we have a very loyal following to begin with and a wonderful mm-hmm. brand. But then when you layer on things like, you know, the wide leather seats and the wonderful service and the great, you know, nonstop service, and then the pet programs, you know, people just are really excited about that because A, they feel more secure and more comfortable with bringing their pet along, and B, you know, it's their favorite airline and this is the one they choose to fly anyway. So with us layering these things on, it just makes their experience that much more value added.
Well, you know, it's scary for a lot of people to fly their pet for the first time, and you've kind of taken all the fear away from that. And I want you to tell our listeners about the Premier Pet Program and all about how Midwest Miles might apply to that.
Well, it's pretty simply put. What I did is I just took a look at it. You know, I understood the concern because I am an avid dog show enthusiast myself and handler, and I've been showing and breeding English setters for 30 years and traveling across the country myself. Before I came to work here at the airline, then 7 years ago when I came to work at the airline, of course, you know, the light was going on before I came to the airline because I just have marketing in my background in blood anyways, and I just got to work right away and said, you know, let's just take a look at what we're doing, and let me I explain to you how the consumer views our services when it comes time to pets and what their expectations are. And a lot of our customers had said, you know, we would like to see more value, you know, and see a program that's focusing on pet travel. So I, that's basically what I did is I, the fun component and the rewarding component is where you fly three times with us, regardless if it's in the cabin or below the cabin. You get the fourth one free. And which is a huge value today because I just realized this, and I don't know if any of you have been up to date on this, but I actually was in the system today. And I looked at some of these fees that these carriers are charging now to fly with your pet as checked below the cabin. It's upwards of $500 round trip.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. They have just recently all went up. So, you know, if... I really feel that these people should be extending an extreme amount of service and care for these pets if they're expecting these sort of fees. Now, Midwest,
oh, heck,
on the other hand, I was getting a little pushback because the rest of the industry was, you know, raising their fares, and I said, no, this is not about, you know, fares and getting the most money or charging the most or highest fare. This is about providing a value-added service and taking care of these pets. And then, you know, I want to build a loyal following of people who are traveling with their pets because of the service and because of the safety that we concerns that we give the pet as they travel. So, you know, I basically only raised our fare $25, and some of them had gone up anywhere from $50 to $150.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
amazing for that. Yeah, that's too bad too because what's going to do is that's going to prohibit a lot of pet guardians from being able to take their pet or not going anywhere.
Right. Well, you know, and then sometimes you wonder, and that's another reason. Midwest Airlines welcomes you and your pet. We love to have the animals fly with us. We enjoy it. We kind of look at them as, you know, they're part of the family, part of your extended family, and we want you to feel comfortable and welcome to bring them along, not by, you know, overcharging to the point that it's inconvenient for you.
Well, you also provide pet amenities, too.
Yes,
I mean, beyond
we have
the fact that you, yeah, yep. Tell us about that, because I think that's something I haven't heard of other airlines offering at this point anyway.
We're the only domestic carrier that offers a free travel pack at this point. Along with the Fly 3, Get 1 Free, you can also use or redeem Midwest Miles. So if you have a Midwest Airlines credit card or you fly Midwest Airlines and you earn miles, you can use those miles to fly your pet for free. So just as you were buying a round-trip ticket for a person, you can buy a round-trip ticket for your pet with your miles by using your miles.
Isn't
which I think is
that's great.
Which is excellent because there are no other airlines out there that do that. Then the other component is we have a travel pack, and I have wonderful sponsors, be it Isle of Dogs, Phyto Friendly Magazine, Doctors Foster Smith. All these, they donate items for you to use for your pet as you travel. And they're in a nice little bag, and it's just, it's kind of fun. These are things you wouldn't think about, probably packing, a little toy, a travel toothbrush and toothpaste, even stuff, you know, you can use these items at home. The magazine to read when you travel, so when you get to your destination, you can, Phyto Friendly can give you all these wonderful things that you can do with your pet, hotels you can stay at, restaurants you can eat at, and you know, it's a perfect, addition. And then we make our own carob chip cookies for our dogs, our pets that travel with us, which is kind of a neat little spin. And we also
that is, especially if they smell as good as the cookies that I had on board.
I don't think they smell as good, but I think they taste as good to the dogs, of course. And they're all organic, natural ingredients, and they are carob, so they're pet safe. And the other thing that we do is we have a full line of, if you go to MidwestAirlines.com, we have a full line of travel products that anything and everything that you would need for your pet when you travel by air. And it's great because you can just do a one-stop shop right there and, you know, I give you a there's a bunch of guidelines and a lot of educational pieces that you can use, and sort of walks through what you need to do, you know, calming your concerns about flying with your pet. Then there's a countdown 1 to 2 months prior. Then there's another selection, which is 10 days prior. And then the next selection is on the travel day. So
wow. That says it all, because my next question was going to be, what's a good checklist? And apparently you already have that all mm-hmm. taken care of on the website.
Yes, please go to the website and look, you know, go to the pet page, which you will very easily see, and you know, it will tell you everything you need to know, from the fees to what you should pack to how you should prepare, everything, and what, you know, we have a FAQ in there, some of the basic questions. One of the neat elements I think your listeners would be really would be helpful to them in this category is there is going to be a television show on Animal Planet, which Midwest Airlines is the feature. It is on Pet Air Travel, and it is April 4th, Saturday at 9 a.m., and that's, again, on your Animal Planet channel. And so if you want to tune in and take a look, you'll see more on Midwest Airlines and how we travel, provide the travel for your pet.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, are you going to be able to stream that on the website, too, for people if they aren't able to tune in or to TiVo?
Well, I haven't gotten that far yet. That would be great. It is a 22-minute television show, so I don't know if because our software in the travel industry can be a bit complex, so I don't know if I'll be able to do that. But be sure to set your DVRs, and that's April 4th. 9 a.m. On Animal Planet, and the show is called Faithful Friends. And
you'll get a lot more.
Well, thank you. It's just I want to be able, you know, my goal, Susan, is to educate people. We are not going to be successful, and it's a successful or profitable airline by selling pet airline tickets, you know, or providing pet travel. I want to be able to educate people about how to travel safely, comfortably, and enjoyably with their pet.
I love it. I want to have another chance to talk to you again in the near future, and you can bring us up to date what else is exciting and new for Midwest Airlines. So, Susie, thank you so much for
joining us today. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll find out about a great dental product for your best friend, and we'll also be giving away yummy treats to our first 10 callers. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Geniflora for Pets, a safe and effective probiotic formula for your furry four-legged family member. Geniflora for Pets helps control yeast and candida, strengthen the immune system, improve digestion, regulate bowel movements. Give your pet the gift of good health. Geniflora for Pets. For more information, call toll-free 1-800-498-6640. That's 1-800-498-6640 for Geniflora.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And on the line is Lise Gurin from Leba Labs, who has a product that is safe and effective. It's a way to take care of your dog's teeth. Hi, Lise, and welcome to the show.
Hello, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I understand from the website, lebalab.com, that you have been providing Leba 3 since 1994. So how does this spray work? What makes it different from other products on the market?
Well, Leba 3, contrary to other products, works by stimulating the good bacteria in the mouth. Most dental products have an antiseptic action. So what they're trying to do is to kill bacteria. When you're using another dental product, you can't keep it in the mouth all day long. So what happens is once the good bacteria is gone, then the bad bacteria has got a free field to grow for the rest of the day. Lebar works like a probiotic. It stimulates the good bacteria in the mouth so it can fight the bad bacteria all day long.
Wow. So do you actually recommend the product in lieu of having your dog's teeth cleaned at the vet's office or in conjunction with?
Well, we always say if your dog has teeth, you need Lebar. But we defer to you and your veterinarian to see what care your pet actually needs. So you decide that with your vet. But if you start with Lebar right away, it will avoid a lot of the problems. When you have a young dog, you can always do it as a maintenance 2 or 3 times a week. And then if you see tartar building up, you just increase in frequency. The quantity will always be the same. It's according to their weight. So if the dog is under 50 pounds, it's only 1 spray per treatment. If the dog is over 50 pounds, it's 2 sprays per treatment. And so what will matter after that will be the frequency. If you start with a pet that has tartar, you would do it twice a day until the tartar is all gone. Once it's all gone, you put the pet on a maintenance dose of once a day, usually, although some bigger pets who chew more may be able to do it less, but usually on an average once a day is enough to keep the teeth clean for the entire dog's life.
Well, so then it would be difficult then to gauge how long the bottle will last because it's going to determine the treatment as it pertains to your particular pet. And you said something that I was going to ask you a question because we just adopted a 3-month-old puppy. So you're basically saying we can start him with the Lebar Lab and use the dosage that's recommended for under 50 pounds?
Yes. With what breed is your puppy?
Well, he seems to look right now at a lab.
Okay. Well, while he's under 50 pounds, you would just use 1 spray per treatment. When he reaches 50 pounds, then you switch to 2 sprays per treatment. And you would use it as a preventative. So you would use it maybe 3 times a week.
Oh, okay. Well, no, that's good to know because he's 20 pounds already. So I'm at 3 months. So we might get that 50 pound here, in the next 3 months. I don't know. But how do you actually administer it? Because, we have an older dog too that's 9 and she's actually pretty good. So I don't know. Do you spray it just directly into the mouth or do you try and get it into the gum? Because it activates with the saliva that's there, correct?
That's right. You open the mouth and you spray it on the tongue area. It will mix with the saliva and it stimulates the good bacteria and the saliva actually will change texture somewhat and then it goes all over the teeth and the tartar will soften and slip right off the teeth. And we have a good idea of how long a bottle is going to last because one bottle is about 240 sprays. So if you are using it on a small pet under 50 pounds, one spray per day, one bottle twice a day to start with, one bottle would last 4 months. And if you're using it as a maintenance, one bottle will last about 8 months. So that's about 27 cents per spray.
Wow, that's very cost effective. And to think about the maintenance for your pet and take care of it before it becomes a problem. And I know on your website you've got some pretty good images for like before and after. So what is that website for people to go and take a look at?
The website is www.lebalab.com. And what you will see on there are pictures taken during the testing of Lebar 3 with the University of Guelph, which is the teaching university in Ontario. That's the first step that we took when we created Lebar 3. We went to the university, the head of dentistry, and we said, how can we prove that Lebar is effective and safe? And so they created a protocol for double-blind tests, and we enlisted some local veterinarians and kennels, and we did the test, and then once they were all over and finished, we published the results on our website.
And so how long was that testing? Did that take for you to get the results?
Well, it took almost a year. We put some animals on placebo and some on Liba, and when we were mm-hmm. finished with the original testing, then we took the animals that were on placebo because their teeth became so bad, and we put them on mm-hmm. Liba, and we considered that mm-hmm. basically a field trial, and their mm-hmm. teeth cleaned right up, which was really interesting
wow.
to see.
Yeah. That's really amazing. And, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. So, listeners, please take a look at LibaLab.com. And I want to thank you, Lise, for taking time to talk with us today.
Oh, are we finished already, Susan?
Oh, well, I'll have to have you come back again. See,
okay.
We want to leave them wanting more.
Okay, very good. We'd be glad to be with you again.
Okay, thanks so much, Lise.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So to find out where to purchase Liba 3, please visit their website at libalab.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have some yummy product giveaways for the first 10 listeners who call in. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Hey, ready to take a walk? Not just you, but the whole family. It's the 2009 Whisker Walk, Sunday, June 7th from 11 to 3 at the Lancaster Fairground in Lancaster, Massachusetts. Pet owners and animal lovers walk to lend a paw to benefit the animal shelters and pet charities they love. Come see exhibits, demonstrations, educational programs, special attractions, product giveaways, entertainment, auctions, raffles, food, fun, and things for adults and kids to see, do, and buy, both human and pet-related. Whisker Walk 2009, a fun day for everyone. For more information, log on to whiskerwalk.org.
Celebrating our connection with our pets from all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And I'm so excited. I've discovered a brand new dehydrated pet food and treat that my dogs find really delicious. And on the line is Gail Brooks with Peak Waggers to tell us all about it. Hi, Gail. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So tell our listeners about your product. What makes it different from others on the market?
Well, Peak Waggers products are made from all natural and organic human-grade ingredients that include beef, chicken, vegetables, potatoes, rice, bulgur wheat, barley, oats, and sweet potatoes. They're dehydrated, vacuum-sealed, and are lightweight and very transportable. Our meals come in four different flavors and are designed particularly for people on the go, backpackers, fishermen, hunters, and frequent travelers. You know, basically people who are out and about with their dogs for one day or multiple days. The food can be thrown into a backpack or a suitcase, is completely waterproof, and will rehydrate within minutes with 8 ounces of water of any temperature. We've also discovered that these meals are not only great for people on the go, but they're ideal for anyone seeking a practical alternative meal treat for their dogs. And it's fabulous for a finicky dog who won't eat. You just sprinkle some of the our food on a dog's kibble, and usually they will lick the bowl.
I can attest to that. Yeah, I can attest to that. My dogs had no problem whatsoever. It was hard to get the packet in from the mail into the house before I could even open it up. So I think if anyone had a problem with this idea, would just be able to get open the packet and hydrate it quickly enough.
Well, I have a problem with my own dogs. They don't even let me rehydrate it.
How'd you come up with this idea? This is so clever. The packaging is great, but this is such a great idea. How'd you actually, hit on this idea to dehydrate the dog food?
Well, I've always loved to cook, and I've always created fun, nutritious dinners for my dogs. And one day it dawned on me that really what I had to do was to combine my love for cooking for my dogs with my love for the outdoors where I take my dogs. And I've spent years hiking and backpacking with my dogs, and I've been watching my kids do the same with theirs, and I figured there had to be a better way to pack food for dogs, somewhat akin to the lightweight, low-maintenance hiking meals that are available for people when they go into the backcountry. I was always shaving pounds off the food that my husband and I were carrying, so so that we could lug all the necessary dog food. And it seems so silly because kibble is not only heavy, but it takes up a lot of space. And when it gets wet, it turns into a total mess. So
well, this is actually pretty, this is pretty good timing, though, because here we are, we're going to be getting spring, and people are going to be out and about, and they're going to be starting, you know, get their little couch potatoes ready to hike and bike. So, I mean, it's actually really good timing to offer this product and have people find out about it. So you've got official taste testers, I understand.
I have five. I have five large Bernese Mountain Dogs who...
Five.
Yeah. They are my taste testers.
Do they have their own...
I don't make it.
Do they have their own room?
No, but they have their own feeding stations.
I would guess. Do they all eat at the same time?
Yes. They do.
Boy, I don't know. I think you better come over to our house. I think I could learn a little. I just have two dogs, so if you can manage five at the same time, I guess I could manage two. So I understand you're going to give 10 lucky listeners, they're going to get to experience Peak Waggers themselves.
Exactly. I will give away five meals and five beef jerkies to whoever's lucky enough to call in.
Wow. Well, everybody make a call to 1-866-405-8405, and the first 10 callers will win a delicious sample of gourmet dog food from Peak Waggers. Once again, that number is 1-866-405-8405. Gail, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
Hey, for more information and to find out how to order delicious gourmet foods for Fido, check out their website at peakwaggers.com. So that's it for Fido Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and PetSmart. Or simply go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. Hey, until next time, travel safe, leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more. This is Animal Radio.